Hi everyone, it's Joe. I've got a few boos to do tonight, so I hope you don't get bored of hearing me. But we've had quite a few interesting emails over the past couple of days, and I thought as well as putting them on Facebook and Twitter, I'd make them available in an audio format. So the first one is from the Wesk Foundation, which is based down here in the southwest of England in Exeter. They're having an open day. So I'm going to read the details. I was sent the invitation, Rob and I are going to go, but the invitation is open to anybody who is interested in finding out about Wesk and what they've got to offer. Okay, so Wesk Open Day, Exeter, 15th of October 2014, starting at 10:45 and finishing at 2 p.m. Are you exploring pre or post 16 options for a young person or adult up to 25 years old who is visually impaired? Do you want to find out how Wesk Foundation can support VI learners in mainstream schools, colleges or universities? The Wesk Foundation is holding an open day aimed at parents, carers, commissioners, teachers and SEN professionals, or SEN as we know it in this country. For anyone who doesn't know, they're people who support young people who are in education. They help with disabilities and special needs within schools and colleges. Okay. Find out all about Wesk services, including the school and college, outreach services, social enterprises, research and development, assessment including the cortical / cerebral visual impairment in brackets CVI range assessment, get a tour of the campus and a free lunch. So to find out more or to reserve your place, you need to call Katie Galton, that's Galton, on 01392 454 235, or you can email Katie at kgalton, so that's kgalton at wesk foundation.ac.uk, and you need to have contacted Katie by Tuesday the 30th of September if you're interested in going. I've been around the Wesk Foundation and it is a fascinating place. It is like it's not just a school, it's like a village environment really, and they don't just cater for visually impaired people, they cater for young people with complex needs as well. If you're in the area and you fancy having a look around, it really is quite an impressive place, and the work they do is really good. So okay, I will be back shortly with another topic.